I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Happy Friday, homies. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. I'm looking at three home dogs today for my best bets coming out of a bumpy, rocky Thursday. I was 2-2 in my best bets yesterday. I'll quickly recap those in a second, but I'm looking at three home dogs tonight. I'm taking the Washington Wizards +4.5, hosting the Atlanta Hawks. I'm taking the Detroit Pistons +2.5, hosting the Indiana Pacers. And then I'm taking the 4.5 with the Pelicans, hosting the Utah Jazz. All those odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, who is a global sports betting leader that's live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with their fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast can get a special welcome bonus at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game. So please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, so let's talk about Thursday's 2-2 performance. A little bit of a disappointing. It was a very disappointing night for me. Moved my week-long record to 8-4. I'm 7-2 in March. Dropped to I'm at 70-52 since starting this podcast at the beginning of the year. I won my first best bet with the Atlanta Hawks +1.5 as they hosted the Chicago Bulls. They beat them 130-124 in what was an awesome game. And that handicap came through pretty spot on. I said Atlanta would shoot better from three. They hit 45% of their threes last night. And I said they'd do a much better job getting to the free throw line at home against Chicago. And they outshot Chicago in free throws 28 attempts to 7. So it was an awesome back and forth game. A lot of fun if you actually watched it. Was a huge sweat. But Atlanta ended up cashing that ticket. I whiffed with the Brooklyn Nets +2.5, hosting the Miami Heat, who won 113-107. They right after I recorded and published this podcast, and maybe an hour after I did wrote up the Nets versus Heat handicap post for sportsbookwire.com, it was announced the Heat would be without Butler, Jimmy Butler, and PJ Tucker. So that line went from Nets +2.5 and a close to Nets -2.5, but they lost outright despite Kevin Durant returning and playing awesome. He had 31 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, but Bam Adebayo was even better, definitely stepping up in the absence of Jimmy Butler. He put up 30, 11, and 6. He was 12 of 15 shooting. So, wrong side, even though the Nets held a double-digit lead early on. They just, they couldn't put away Miami, and Miami was better down the stretch, better coach, and just have more continuity and are more in sync right now. So, bad job by me. And then the next game that I lost on is the Golden State Warriors. I took them at +1.5. I think they ended up closing at +2.5. Against the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks won, throttled them 122-113. They held multiple double-digit leads throughout that game. Luka was dominant, scored 41 points, added 10 rebounds and 9 assists. He shot 15-26 from the field. So heck of a game from Luka. Don't really know what we're seeing, or at least I don't really get what I'm seeing from the Warriors. It would appear that their offense a little lost without Draymond Green, and their defense has significantly suffered without Draymond Green. So I'm going to probably stay away from the Warriors for the near future, but I don't know. Maybe I'll see a bet that I like from them next week, but a little disappointed in their performance last night since it was my second loser. But my second winner was the Los Angeles Clippers. We don't have to spend a lot of time analyzing, recapping their beatdown of the Los Angeles Lakers. It was a 132-111 stomping the Clippers put on the Lakers. They outplayed them in every facets of the game. So that was a an easy rocking chair win, even though the Lakers cut a 17-point first-half deficit down to 3 entering the halftime, thanks to a 14-0 run. So got a little sweaty heading into halftime, but I almost doubled down on the Clippers. And I don't know. I just, after seeing that run, I just kind of passed on betting the rest of the game, even though I had a good amount of money on the Clippers pre-flop, and that ended up cashing with ease. But again, I have 3 best bets in the Friday slate. It's a 9-game slate, but I can only get there on 3 teams. The first one, I'm taking the Washington Wizards at home, plus 4.5 with the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on this money line. Actually, real quick before I talk about that, I'm taking 3 home dogs, and I'm sprinkling on all their money lines. And to make this easier for you guys is to kind of put in perspective what I mean or how I approach that. Let's say I bet $100, or say you wanted to bet $100 on the Washington Wizards, plus 4.5. I might put $20, perhaps $25 on Washington's money line in that spot. And I'm going to do that with the following, or with the other home dogs that I'm betting here. But we're taking the Wizards plus 4.5 officially against or hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta, again, beat Chicago last night in a game we cashed on. And then Washington beat Detroit 116-113 Wednesday, and a game that we cashed on because we took Detroit plus 3.5, and the Wizards couldn't cover that 3.5-point spread. But I'm more looking to fade Atlanta in the spot. The market's all over Atlanta after their exciting win versus Chicago, so we have a contrarian angle to play. They're also 4-7, Atlanta is, against the number, and the second of a back-to-back. They're 4-6 against the number as a road favorite. And Trae Young performs worse on the road and on the second of a back-to-back. Plus, he hasn't played that great in his 5 visits to Washington, D.C. He's only scored 20 points once. He did erupt for a 45-point effort on one of his visits to D.C. a couple years ago. But his other games have been pretty crappy in Washington throughout his career. So Washington actually has a pretty feisty defense, I think, and Atlanta's defense is crappy. Anyone can score in Atlanta. They don't force many turnovers. They don't run out on shooters. So I think Washington's going to be able to score some points here, or at least run some get some quality looks. But there are things to like about Washington's defense, and I think they can reduce the explosiveness of Atlanta's offense. They have a lot of size and length. They're second in shot quality allowed on defense, according to cleaningtheglass.com. And Washington does a great job of preventing three-point attempts. They allow the fewest three-point attempts per game. And, you know, that's a much bigger indicator of a team's three-point defense than three-point percentage, because, you know, teams are gonna go up and down from behind the arc, but if you're preventing them from actually shooting them, then you're preventing them from beating you from behind the line in a lot of ways. So I like their pick and roll defense, at least against ball handlers, and they have an above average defensive field goal percentage, Washington does, versus mid-range field goals. And Atlanta actually attempts a lot of mid-range field goals between Trey's floaters and Danilo Gallinari's post-game. So also, Atlanta's really bad in the clutch, and if this game is close late, I think Washington could either pull it out or definitely keep it within 4.5 points. Atlanta has the 5th worst net rating in the clutch, so I'm going to take Washington plus 4.5. I'll sprinkle a little bit on the money line, but for the official bet slip and record-keeping purposes, let's lock in Wizards plus 4.5. The next game that I like, I'm taking the Detroit Pistons plus 2.5. Again, sprinkling on their money line as they host Indiana Pacers. This is also a fade against Indiana, but I also told the other day when I took Detroit over Washington that I like the way the Detroit's trending, and I think they're going to be close to a 500 team, if not exceed 500 basketball down the stretch here. Indiana just split up back-to-back with the Magic in Orlando, and they needed overtime in the second game to win either one of those. Detroit's 4-2 straight up and 6-0 against the number in their last 6. They beat the Toronto Raptors last night 108-106, actually in Toronto. And these teams are split 1-1 straight up this year, but Detroit covered both games against Indiana. And Indiana's team was completely different back then. They had Caris LeVert. They had DeMontis Sabonis. They had Miles Turner. They got rid of Caris LeVert and DeMontis Sabonis before the start of the All-Star break, and Miles Turner has been sidelined with an injury for some months now. So, but more simply put, or more to the point, this is a terrible spot for Indy. You know, not only do they lack continuity with a, you know, adding all these new pieces between Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield, but they're typically one of the, or not typically, they're one of the worst teams as a road favorite. They're 2-7 against the number as a road favorite with a -8.2 ATS differential. They're 5-8-1 against the spread on the road versus losing teams, 2-6-1 against the spread their last nine versus Detroit, and they've lost against the spread four straight times following a straight up win. Detroit, on the other hand, is 14-12 at against the spread as a home underdog, and they are 6-5 against the number at home versus losing teams. Also, I believe Cade Cunningham, is by far the best player on the floor, and he's averaged 20 points per game since the All-Star break. Indy does have an above average start defensive point guard in Malcolm Brogdon, but I really just like the way this Detroit team is trending lately. And I think Cade Cunningham and Jeremy Grant are a much better duo than Tyrese Halliburton and or Malcolm Brogdon. And Indiana just has no interior defense. They have really one of the worst defenses in the league, and it got worse with the injury of Miles Turner and then the departure of DeMontis Sabonis. Finally, there's a pros versus Joes angle we can work in here. The sharp money, or the money in the betting market, is on Detroit, whereas the public is betting Indiana. Typically, you want to follow the money, especially when it's counter to the public. And Indiana is down from a 5-point opening favorite to the current number. So we are getting there a little late, but I do think there's value in the Pistons. Money line even, but definitely Pistons +2.5. So let's lock that in for our second best bet. And then finally, I'm going back to the well, as I did with the Pistons. I'm taking the Pelicans +4.5 as they host the Utah Jazz. Both teams are playing good right now. Utah's 3-0 straight up, but just 1-2 against the number since the All-Star break. They needed overtime to beat Houston Wednesday. New Orleans is also 3-0 straight up, but they're 3-0 against the spread since the All-Star break. They actually upset the Suns by double digits to come out of the All-Star break, and then they just mollywopped the Lakers and the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings game that the Pelicans destroyed them in was a game that we were on. We took the Pelicans, of course. But I just like the way that they're playing. Utah has been playing well, very good, in fact, since Rudy Gobert's return to action. He came back on Valentine's Day. Since then, Utah is 4-1 straight up. They have the fourth best adjusted net rating, according to cleaningtheglass.com, but they're dead even in ATS differential, which is just ranked 14th, but flat zero and against the spread margin. Whereas New Orleans, since Valentine's Day, is 4-2 straight up, but 6-0 against the number. They have an even better adjusted net rating than Utah over that span, and they have the best ATS differential in the NBA since Valentine's Day, at +16.1 ATS differential. And along those same lines, it's just a better spot for New Orleans. They've been above 500 since their disastrous 1-12 overall start to the season. And Utah is just 8-16-1 against the spread versus winning teams. Now, technically, New Orleans isn't a winning team, but they have been winning since, again, their just terrible start to the season. And New Orleans is 10-8 straight or against the spread at home versus winning teams. Also, we're seeing reverse line movement in the betting market headed towards New Orleans. This line opened up with Utah favored 5.5, but it's down to the current number, despite the Pelicans or the Jazz getting a majority of the action. So it would appear that the sharp side is on the Pelicans. I think I am the sharp side because I'm 18 games above 500 in 2022, and hopefully I can finish this week strong after a disappointing 2-2 Thursday. Again, I'm 8-4 this week, 7-2 since the start of March, 70-52 since the start of 2022. So rolling pretty good. Taking what I think is sharp plays with the Wizards at home plus 4.5 hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Then I'm taking the Pistons plus 2.5 hosting the Indiana Pacers. I'm grabbing the Pelicans plus 4.5 hosting the Utah Jazz, and I'm sprinkling on all their money lines. Again, be sure if you're in Colorado or New Jersey to shop around for the best numbers. If you're in Colorado or New Jersey, please use our sign-up link and bet through Tipico Sportsbook. Also, before making your final wagers, please do all your own homework and make sure you check the most up-to-date injury reports. Best of luck today, and I'll either holler at you tomorrow or next week. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show,
featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.